This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who could forget the government shutdown just last month? Well, that temporary spending plan is set to expire this Thursday. Meanwhile, a Republican and a Democrat in the Senate are now planning to introduce a bill to put people who came to the U.S. illegally as kids on a path to citizenship. That plan would focus on what are called the Dreamers. John McCain of Arizona and Chris Coons of Delaware are now not proposing money for President Trump's border wall as part of this package. We regularly check in about fresh data from what's called the Gen Forward Survey of Millennials. Kathy Cohen is a professor of political science at the University of Chicago and founder of the survey, which this time is focused on attitudes of 18 to 34s on immigration. Professor Cohen, good morning.
Good morning.
So a front and center public policy issue, clearly what to do about the Dreamers, the DACA people. And broad brush, what did you find about people brought here as children who didn't have the documentation to be here?
Overwhelming support is what we found across race and ethnicity. So 84% of African Americans, ranging to 79% of white millennials, believe, in fact, that there should be a pathway to citizenship for young people who qualify for DACA.
So the pathway to citizenship, reasonably sympathetic to the situation here. Yet you also asked about deportation for people here without documentation.
That's right. And this is where we see kind of a contradiction. We also find some significant support, especially among white millennials and to some degree among African-American millennials. So about one out of three white millennials believe, in fact, that we should deport everyone who is illegal or undocumented.
What about this notion about whether or not immigrants compete with native-born people for jobs?
We asked the question, are immigrants taking jobs away from people who were born in the United States? Asian American and Latinx millennials are the least likely to agree with a statement like that. As we look at African Americans, we begin to see a creep upward. So about 34% of African Americans believe, in fact, that immigrants are taking jobs from people born in the United States. And for whites, the number creeps even higher to about 42%.
And here's where you see a striking division depending on the person's race, is this idea of whether or not someone's taking a job.
No, that's right. I think it has to do with the surroundings and the context in which you find yourself and your proximity to other individuals who, in fact, are immigrants. When we look at African-American unemployment, for example, even though the president suggests, in fact, it's the lowest we've ever seen, we know that African-American unemployment tends to be twice that of white unemployment. So if you're a young African-American person trying to find a job and you're finding difficulty securing a job, you also are hearing the narratives that there's this group out there, this other, that may be taking jobs away from you. And that kind of individualized narrative is often kind of easier to digest than a structural narrative that would say years of neoliberalism and globalization has restructured the economies that makes it much more difficult to find kind of living wage jobs that can be secured in African-American communities.
So the data show responses that are really all over the map on this issue. I mean, what does that say to you?
Well, I think it represents kind of the public discourse around immigration that's all over the map. It suggests, in fact, that we have a kind of polarized view of immigration with different ends of the political spectrum kind of espousing their position and much less discussion across those groups that can be informative and critical and help people to really understand the issue of immigration.
The University of Chicago's Kathy Cohen is founder of the Gen Forward Survey. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
Gen Forward takes extra steps to be sure that younger people of color are represented in their regular survey.